Good morning, everyone. This is Graham, and this morning we're reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 1 to 13. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't know what to say, they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him." This was an absolutely amazing experience for Peter, James and John, to see Jesus transfigured and transformed so that he shone with the glory of God, and to hear the voice of God speaking from the cloud, "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." Peter refers to this experience later in his life when he writes his second letter, 2 Peter chapter 1. He says, "We didn't follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honour and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, 'This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.' We ourselves," says Peter, "heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain." The Apostle John refers to it as well at the beginning of his Gospel, chapter 1, verse 14. He says of Jesus, "We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And the writer to the Hebrews, although he wasn't present on this occasion, he says in chapter 1 that the Son, Jesus, is the radiance, the shining out of God's glory. The 3 disciples weren't allowed to speak of this experience until after the resurrection of Jesus. And in John chapter 20, the risen Jesus appears to the disciples and they're overjoyed. And Thomas wasn't there. He says, "Unless I see, I won't believe." A week later, Jesus appears and shows Thomas the nail marks in his hands and the wound in his side. And understandably, Thomas sees and believes. But then Jesus announces a special blessing for those who believe without seeing. He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." And I don't know about you, but I wish I could have been there on that mountain. I wish I could have seen Jesus in all his glory. And I wish I could have heard the voice from the cloud. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5, "We live by faith, not by sight." I find that hard sometimes. I guess we all do. Because I want to see the living reality of Jesus in all his glory. We don't yet see him in that way. But one day we will. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 13, "Now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we will see face to face." And John writes in his first letter, chapter 3, "We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is in all his dazzling glory." Hallelujah. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for this amazing story, for this encounter with Jesus. Lord Jesus, we long to see you face to face in that way. We long to bow before you in worship and adoration for your grace and mercy towards us. Thank you that we will one day do exactly that. Lord, meanwhile, please help us to walk by faith, trusting in the one we do not yet see. Please open the eyes of our hearts so that we may truly know the hope to which you've called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in your holy people, and your incomparably great power for us who believe. Amen.